Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
Yeah, so what are we talking about this week, Caleb? I think we determine it last week?
We talked about it a little, yep. But for those who didn't hear, this week is our top five athletes.
This one was hard for me.
Yeah?
As I got into it, my list was very long, and I kind of... The athletes that I came up with kind of broke themselves up into like three different groups. One were, you know, childhood favorites that, yeah, you know, maybe, you know, didn't always, you know, didn't stay. Obviously, they either retired or whatever, didn't stay favorites. And then there was other, obviously, more current favorites. But then there was also like a lot of like collegiate athletes that I was only a fan of them for maybe two or 3 years.
Sure.
And then, you know, they won a championship or something. And so like, it was a big moment in my life, but they either didn't play professionally or they didn't do much professionally or played for a team that I didn't like or something.
Yeah. I didn't follow very much. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, it's a lot of interesting, like I had to do some interesting breakdowns of like, you know, just what classified as a top five. And, you know, I found, you know, getting into and figuring out who I was the fan of the longest was a big criteria.
Sure.
What about you?
Yeah, so I think mine fell into two categories. One was like childhood, like these were the people like growing up I looked up to and watched, and then the other category is like more current, although there's only one of my top five that's actually still playing professionally. Everyone else is retired.
They're gonna say that was still alive.
Nope. No, they're all still alive. Everyone on my list is still alive. But there's only one that's actually still playing professionally. Okay. I almost put Kobe Mainoo on here just because he won the game today for Manchester United, but I thought I probably shouldn't do that. Maybe honorable mention.
Recency bias.
Yeah. He's my favorite of today.
So how many did you break yours down to?
What do you mean?
How many honorable mentions did you
I don't have with? Any honorable mentions.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I just stuck to I just stuck to five.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 9 that I couldn't really classify because I haven't been a fan of them long enough to like, so like a lot of collegiate athletes,
yep,
players that are maybe current but haven't played long enough to really make it but are favorites right now.
Yep.
And then I have 13 ranked above that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I have plenty that I could have, like Pavel Datsyuk I would put on here, but he would be an honorable mention.
Marcus
Rashford would be an honorable mention. So I have them. I just didn't put them on. I just shrunk my list down. So
yeah,
I made myself to like, okay, here's five. But go for all it. Right. Let me hear some of your honorables.
I'm going to do my 8 honorable mentions.
Okay.
Number 13, Charles Woodson.
Ooh, yep.
Number 12, Steve Yzerman.
Hmm.
Number 11, Desmond Howard.
Okay.
Number 10, Kevin De Bruyne.
Yep. Yep.
Number 9, Pudge Rodriguez.
Ooh, Pudge.
Number 8, Chauncey Billups.
Yep.
Number 7, Joe Dumars. And number 6, Herman Moore.
Herman Moore. Yeah.
The last time the Lions won a playoff game before this year.
Yep. I loved Herman Moore. I think I had a Herman Moore jersey. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. I got to meet him one time, got his autograph. Yeah, definitely was my favorite player. You know, besides, you know, Barry Sanders.
Sure. Yep.
So that's a spoiler, I guess, for you. But you don't know where he falls.
Nope. No idea.
Yes. So
you are very, I guess, very Detroit. You start... You're very Detroit / Michigan heavy.
Oh yeah, I'm a homer.
Yeah.
I always have, you know, if my hometown team is good, my favorite players are on that team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a lot of baseball though. There's only one, right? Pudge. That was it, right?
Well, I mean,
I know there's more on. I know you got 5 more. I understand.
Of my top 5,
three of them are baseball players. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How many of yours are still playing currently from your whole top 5?
0.
Okay, so yours are all retired. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, you want to go first with your top 5, or you want me to go with my number 5?
You go ahead, since I've already listed a few.
Okay, so my number 5, speaking of Herman Moore, my number 5 is Barry Sanders.
Yes.
Was my favorite football player growing up. I loved watching him. He was exciting to watch. Played for the Detroit Lions for 10 seasons. In my opinion, the best running back ever. But I know some people say there's other people, but there was nobody that could do what he could do. The way, the vision, the moving, the cutting, you just couldn't tackle.
You watch his highlight videos now, and they're still amazing to watch.
They are, and it's even, what's amazing to me is the size of their pads, how high those pads sit up there.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, he didn't have the supporting cast that other people had, and he could still. No. Dominate a game and was unbeatable. So Barry Sanders is my number 5.
Yep. All right, my number 5 is Tom Brady.
Ooh. It's not really I mean, it's kind of hometown because he went to Michigan, but
yeah. Yeah, so that's, you know, where my fandom of his started. Obviously, he didn't have as prolific of a collegiate career as he did professional.
Yep. Yep.
And the thing about his professional career is when the Lions were terrible, and so I needed somebody to root for. And so he kind of fell right into that at the right time. Like, he was coming into the league just as Barry Sanders retired.
Yep.
And so when the Lions were bad, the Patriots were starting to become good, and they had a dynasty. And so it was just easy to root for this guy.
Yep.
That was from the University of Michigan. I already was rooting for him.
Yep.
Followed him as he was drafted, and, you know, very low draft pick, but he was, you know, he made the Patriots roster, and then, you know, he worked his way up the depth chart. And when Drew Bledsoe got hurt, you know, that fateful year, and he took over the team and led them to the Super Bowl and won it. It was like, wow, this is awesome.
Yep.
So yeah, Tom Brady. Legendary NFL quarterback, known for his unprecedented success, having won 7 Super Bowl titles. He's a 3-time NFL MVP and has been selected to the Pro Bowl 14 times. Brady holds numerous NFL records, including most career touchdown passes and most career passing yards, solidifying his status as one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the sport.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, and most Super Bowl wins, Tom right? Brady is. What?
He's got the most Super Bowl wins, right? I didn't think anybody has more.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, especially when he, you know, came out of retirement and won another one with the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
You know, that had to have really set him apart from even, you know, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
So, yep, number 5.
Nice.
Tom Brady.
Okay. Thomas Brady. All right, so my number three, or number three, not number three, my number four is Charles Woodson, who was, you already mentioned. I love Charles Woodson. I didn't, again, this is more collegiate than it is probably professional, although I loved watching him professionally. I just didn't get to very often because he was either in Oakland or other teams that, you know, Green never Bay. Really got to see, or Green Bay. Yep. But yeah, so yep. Charles Woodson's my number four, but I remember their run for the national championship, the fact that he won the Heisman as a defensive player, and his highlight reel, just everything that he could do both. I mean, he played both sides of the ball in college. He was just, as far as college and athletes. As far as college athletes, there's been nobody I've ever seen like him. And nobody since. Nobody, just crazy. He was so much fun to watch. So, and like I said, I did follow him a little bit in his – you know, when he went into the NFL, I still rooted for him, still liked him, even when he was on the Packers and they were playing the Lions. I still would root for him. But, Charles Woodson, number four.
Nice. All right, my number four is David Justice. David Justice was a baseball player for the Atlanta Braves in the early 90s when the Tigers were bad.
Yeah.
Again. So I rooted for the Braves because they, you know, they were on, TBS, in the early cable days. That was some of the only sports that you could watch, besides like the Cubs on WGN. Right. And I was never really a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
I had friends that were Cubs fans and I didn't really resonate with the Cubs. And so I, this was just as the Atlanta Braves were getting good and fun to watch. And David Justice was a left-handed hitter, tall, skinny, kind of like me, so I actually modeled my batting stance after him as a kid.
Okay.
But he was my favorite player. And like, if you would have asked me probably like up to like last week who my favorite athlete of all time was, I probably would have said David Justice. Because he always was as a kid. He just always was my favorite player. But as I started to look at it, it was like, he only played professionally for just over 10 years, I think it was. Okay. Maybe touched on 15 years. But he was injured so much.
Yeah.
I was probably only a big fan of his while he was playing for about, maybe 8 to 10 of those years.
Sure.
Like he played for the Yankees for a year or two, like played for the Cleveland Indians for a couple years. And so like, I wasn't really a fan of those teams, even though, the Tigers were bad. So as I started to like parse through it, I realized, he didn't rank as high as other people did.
Sure.
David Justice was a three-time MLB All-Star and won the Silver Slugger Award in 93. He also received the National League Championship Series MVP in 1990 and was a key contributor to the Atlanta Braves World Series victory in 1995. Okay. Throughout his career, he achieved multiple accolades, solidifying his reputation as a standout player in the league.
Hmm.
So, David Justice, number four.
Nice. All right, so my number three is my number one childhood athlete growing up that I had posters of on my wall and watched every game I possibly could, saw him live a couple times, and that is Michael Jordan. Yes, I know. I thought about having him at number five, but I moved him up to number three because of the fact that he was by far the athlete I followed more than anyone else growing up. Tried to watch as much of that as I could. Like I said, I mean, my whole wall was covered with Michael Jordan posters. I collected everything Michael Jordan. I think I had every jersey he ever wore. I loved watching him. Arguably the best basketball player of all time. And, when you're growing up, you always rooted for the best. So I loved watching him play. I think I saw him live twice, I believe. I know I saw him play the Seattle Supersonics with Sean Kemp and Gary Payton on the other side. So, just was my favorite athlete growing up. So Michael Jordan's my number three.
Yeah. I mean, I was a huge Pistons fan. And so I, you know, me and my dad to this day, we always talk about, you know, Crybaby Jordan and sure. all that kind of stuff. So like, but I mean, I wore Jordans. I still own Jordans yeah. to this day. I had his cards and yeah, I had a jersey of his for a little while. I mean, it was just like, he was Michael Jordan. It was, he transcended rivalries. Yeah. You know, the players like that, you just like, because they're so good.
Well, and it's, you're lucky and fortunate enough to be able to watch that, you know what I mean? Like yeah. in real time. So, I mean, yeah, obviously you can yeah. watch old highlights, but like to be a little kid, you know, watching that, you know, winning 6 championships basically in what, yep. 8 years is pretty crazy. Yeah. So.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I think I forgot Michael Jordan. He would not have made my top 5, but sure. he might have made an honorable mention, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, hard to fight with that one. That's a good one. All right, my number 3 is Miguel Cabrera. Miguel Cabrera, professional baseball player, first baseman, designated hitter. Yeah. Has had a remarkable career, primarily with the Detroit Tigers. He's a 2-time American League MVP, Triple Crown winner, and 4-time batting champion. Cabrera has achieved over 2,900 hits, 500 home runs, and a lifetime batting average well over 300, solidifying his place as one of the most accomplished right-handed hitters in baseball history.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, as I started, he just retired, so right. he's.
Yep.
He would have been the only one in my top 5 that is still playing. But like, he's just so fun to watch. And yeah. he was with the Tigers for so long,
yeah.
and he was so good for so much of that time. And like, a good guy, like fun, like
yeah.
funny, good personality. Yeah. And obviously, as his career kind of got into the twilight of his career, you know, he took on the role of, you know, being a mentor yeah. to some of the younger players. And so it's been really fun to watch that. And now that he's retired, he's, you know, like a liaison to the team now, and is going to kind of take on, you know, that mentor role even more now, it seems.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just loved rooting for him. Maybe would have ranked a little bit higher if they would have won a championship, but they never did.
Yeah, that was a huge bummer. I always wanted them to win one
yeah.
with Cabrera, but
they had the talent to do it.
They did.
And go back,
they
and
should
look
have
at
won
those
it
teams
for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
They just couldn't pull it together all at the same yeah. time.
His Triple Crown year was so much fun to watch. Oh. Watching him
yeah.
just destroy people. Just
yeah, must see TV. Crazy. One of my favorite at bats that I remember watching him was, you know, it was against the Yankees, and I can't remember what it was, but I think it was, they were down by like 3 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning, and he hit a 3-run home run yeah. to off of Mariano Rivera.
Yep, I remember that.
To send it to extra innings, and I can't even remember if they ended up winning
or
not. But like, this was right in the Mariano Rivera heyday, like
yeah.
when he was breaking records as well. So it was just like the best against the best. And
yeah,
he, yeah, just a great player.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's, yeah. Question, do you think he's the yep. greatest Tiger of all time, even though he didn't win a World Series?
Statistically, I would say so. I mean, It's hard to compare him with,
I know,
you know,
right? I know,
guys like Ty Cobb and Charlie Gehringer, and I mean, it's just like those guys had gaudy statistics as well in a different era of the sport. But you know, as far as like raw talent, he probably is the best Tiger ever.
Yeah,
yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, he was fun to watch. I was sad that he retired for sure. But
yep.
All right, so my number 2 is my top 2 are more of my later in life favorites. So number 2 is Cristiano Ronaldo, who is a Portuguese mm-hmm. professional football player. I loved watching him play for Manchester United. I still followed him when he was at Real Madrid. I followed him wherever he's gone, you know, whether it was Juventus or back to United, now at El Nassr, just goal scoring machine, was fun to watch. I watched him more in his glory days when he was at United and would dribble around people and score 40-yard free kicks that people didn't think anyone could score. But he was a blast to watch. I loved it. I cried a little, I think, when he moved to Real Madrid. But I wanted him to stay and wanted him to win more for United. But I think he's got 5 Ballon d'Ors. You know, just arguably one of the best soccer players of all time. So Cristiano Ronaldo, number 2.
Yep. All right, my number 2, also Barry Sanders. I mean, he, as I looked back at it, like, he was must-see TV every time you turned around. He was, you know, going for some record, or he was just the ability to break a game open. Like, they'd, you know, teams would just focus on him.
Yep.
Like you said before, like, he didn't have protection like, you know, Emmett Smith did with the Cowboys. And so people would just bottle him up. And then all of a sudden he would break one loose all by himself and he'd run 75 yards. And he would never score the touchdown. He never had the breakaway speed, like the top end speed. They'd always catch him, it seemed like, or at least anything, you know, he never really scored much more than a 50 yarder or something.
Sure.
But he was always breaking big runs like that. Yep. So just must see TV. Yep, always, you know, I had friends that, you know, claim themselves as, you know, huge Barry Sanders fans. And so, like, I think that's why I always kind of gravitated more towards Herman Moore. Mm. But as I look back at it, like, I loved Barry Sanders as, you know, one of my favorites. So, Barry Sanders, my number 2.
Always just toss the ball back after he scored a touchdown. No celebrating, just move on. Yep. We're good.
Very humble.
Yeah, Barry Sanders was awesome. All right, so my number 1 is Wayne Rooney, who's an English professional football player. Was the man at Manchester United for most of the time that I've watched Manchester United. England national team, but loved watching him play when he was younger, and he would yell and get in fights and just had a hot temper. And then, you know, later on, seeing him mature into this older guy who would take the young players under the wing and become captain. And just, I love Wayne Rooney. I thought the things that he could do was incredible. You know, he went from being the one up front to being back in the midfield, being able to set up passes. And so he's played everywhere. And so I followed his career throughout we're basically the same age. So I remember, I don't know if growing up is the right word, but I watched his whole career, whether he was with Manchester United or when he went back to Everton, and then he went to the United States, and then he went to Derby County at the end, and he's coaching now, although he just got fired. But Rooney's my number 1.
So. Okay. Nice.
Manchester United's all-time leading goal scorer. So.
Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. Well, my number 1 is out of just longevity, just like this faithful athlete in my life, and kind of came back into my life later on, in an odd way. And my number 1 is Alan Trammell, shortstop from the Detroit Tigers. He spent his entire career with the Detroit Tigers. He was a 6-time All-Star, won 4 Gold Gloves, 3 Silver Slugger Awards. Trammell was also named the World Series MVP in 1984, showcasing his impact both defensively and offensively for the Tigers. I got the pleasure of meeting him a couple times.
Okay.
I had my daughter and my wife Katie with me at this Tigers Fest 1 year, and he was just so down to earth and just so gracious with his time and so cool with my wife and daughter, and just told stories about, you know, some of the teams that I remembered rooting for as a small child.
Yeah,
like when they won the World Series in 84, I don't remember it.
Sure.
But I do remember 87 and 88, you know, them making, you know, runs in the playoffs and not quite making the playoffs shortly thereafter, but like still some really good teams. And so like I remember, you know, him telling me, you know, some interesting stories about those things, and just getting to spend time with him, it really solidified him as my favorite player of all time, just because not only was he great on the field for such a long time, and he represented so much to the city of Detroit, but also like he's just a really good guy and still does a lot for the team. Is a mentor, like you said, with Rooney, and just love the guy to death. Favorite athlete of all time for sure. So
I was gonna guess that's who it was, but I didn't know. I didn't know if you had a surprise for me. So.
I've got I wear his jersey, you know. Yeah. I've got a vintage Trammell jersey that I wear to pretty much every Tigers game. I think it was pretty clear for me as I started to think about it
that
he was my favorite.
Yeah.
So
when did he retire?
He retired, I think it was either the last year at Tiger Stadium or it might have been the first year after they went to Comerica Park. It was right in there.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, when did Alan Trammell retire from baseball? Oh, stop it. When did Alan Trammell retire from baseball? I'm on Do Not Disturb right now.
Would that
96. I was way off.
96?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought in the mid-90s.
Maybe it was Lou Whitaker that stayed around a couple years longer. Hey, Siri, when did Lou Whitaker retire? 95. I'm thinking of somebody else, apparently. Somebody stuck around. It was probably like Bobby Higginson or something like that.
Yeah, I wasn't a baseball fan until later, so I never watched Alan Trammell play baseball. I mean, we just weren't a baseball family growing up. We were basketball and football. That was what we watched when I was growing up. So
yeah. All right, I want to try something fun. I want to FaceTime with Katie and ask her who she thinks my favorite athlete is.
You don't think she'll get it? I think she'll get it.
I don't think she'll get it.
Who do you think she'll guess?
She'll probably say David Justice or Herman Moore.
Okay. And Herman Moore's not even in your top five.
No. All right, I'm going to FaceTime her. Let's see if this works.
If she answers. Who's Katie's favorite athlete of all time?
We'll ask her that too.
I want to know what you think.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, she's in your earbuds.
I got Caleb here.
Is she in your earbuds?
Hi, Caleb.
Oh, there
you might not be able to hear.
Hi, Katie. I can hear her now.
So we want to ask you, Katie, who's your favorite athlete?
Passionate about like individual athletes. I don't know, for whatever reason, it's just like, you're right, it's not one of my things, so I don't know if I have a grit. But I'm in a couple. Serena Williams.
All right. So who do you think my favorite athlete is? And if you can't narrow it down, maybe just, you know, do a couple that you think are.
Yeah. So I know that David Justice is one of your favorite players.
Do you want to know where David Justice ended up on my list?
Yes.
Number 4.
All right. Okay.
Well, you might be able to see my list right now. Barry Sanders ended up being number 2.
I was thinking of, you know, like, athletes from each individual sport.
Yeah.
For basketball, I was thinking like either Ben Wallace. Like Tayshaun Prince would be on your list.
Chauncey Billups was he was my Piston from that era.
Yep, mine too.
Yeah, his Caleb's too.
Billups.
I'll give you a hint. It's a baseball player, and you've met him. You've met a lot of Tigers, so that, I guess, doesn't really narrow it down.
Alan Trammell.
Okay. Yep, she got it.
Yep.
Okay. Any comments, concerns?
Critiques.
Critiques. Am I wrong?
I think that's a great pick. And, you know, not only, you know, a great athlete, but then just somebody who loves the sport. Oh, my God, I'm yawning.
It's the end of the day. It's fine.
Material. Sorry. You know, loves the Tigers and is still part of the organization, which is cool. And so, yeah, good pick.
And he was fun to hang out with.
Yeah, did you tell the story?
Yeah, yep. I did.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice pick, Kawa.
All right, I love you. I'll call you in a little bit. All right, okay. Bye.
I think I am a little bit like what Katie was saying, especially later now in my life. I'm much more of a team than I am like individual players, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because players come and go, you know, so it's hard to stick to them. But like once you find your team, it's like that's what you root for, that's what you care about. So
yeah, I think I agree with that as well. I mean, I think we both kind of, if you look at our list, these are all people that
played on the teams we care about.
Played on our teams for a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway.
Cool.
So what do you want to talk about next week?
Oh, man, I have no clue.
I get to pick it this time, don't I?
Yeah, I kind of said the athlete one, yeah.
Podcast notes here.
Nothing's jumping out at you right away, huh?
I think we got to do top five. I've got it.
You're like,
I'm just
I got
deciding
it.
What the criteria should be.
Okay.
I think it should. Maybe I guess you can help me.
Okay.
It's either top five Star Wars Force wielders.
Okay.
Or top five Jedi.
Ooh.
Do you want to include the dark side? The question is.
So you're even going more specific than I thought. I thought you were just going to do like top five Star Wars character. But you're thinking like top five.
We could do that. We could do Star Wars characters.
I'm not saying we have to go that way. I just you're more specific than I had anticipated.
You know what? Let's do top five Star Wars characters. I like that because you know having the Force isn't everything. It's cool.
Well, it also will be interesting to see how many of them are. Like if we do a top five characters in general, how many of them will be Jedi or Sith?
Not all of mine will be, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
And are droids characters?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's anyone that has appeared or been in or has some sort of role in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, anybody who has a speaking role, essentially, you know.
Yeah.
Because those droids, people speak those parts. You know, and
yeah,
voice modulators and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's do Star Wars characters.
Okay, top five Star Wars characters. That's going to be hard.
Yep. It's going to be very hard. Especially, I mean, just with the way the universe has expanded in the last...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Post original sequel or prequel sequel and, you know, original trilogy.
Yeah, I mean, because you got all the shows, you got...
Yeah.
The cartoons, you got everything. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but it's exciting to think about. All right. Well, I think we nailed it this week.
Yep. We got it.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun, you know, once we get, you know, a little further on down the road, especially like I like how we say what we're going to do next week, and then that way people can maybe, you know, if we create a Twitter page or whatever, then they could submit their top five. So,
yeah.
Oh, I guess it's not Twitter anymore, is it? But I'm still going to call it Twitter. X is a stupid name.
Yeah. It's annoying. Like, I was watching football. I think it was the Lions game or whatever. And I was trying to, like, get up to the minute, you know, information on something, yeah. You know, an injury.
Sure.
And it's just annoying that, like, the most reliable place to go to for that sort of thing is still that.
Yeah.
Is Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, once you change the name to X, like, what are you doing on, like, am I Xing? What is it called when you put something out into the world on that platform?
If I type in Twitter, does X come up?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there it is. You have to type the whole thing in, though.
Yep. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Just be fun to see people playing along at home. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be cool to add some sort of interactive portion to it. Whether it's, I mean, obviously live would be fun, but even if it's not, like,
right. Yep.
To have some sort of feedback on a Facebook page or a, you know, Twitter account. But yeah. Cool.
All right.
I like it.
Sounds good. Until next week.
Until next week.
High five.
I'm going to hit this stop and high five you.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit. Guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.